political processes, which could be dramatic.
If Parliament does not raise this money,
and controversial.
If driving to the roads is a getting the macabre, compatibility is that of government.
And there's you to help connect the dots from the top to the bottom. Join Rotimi Sankore and Arogo Obu at the public square every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the public square.
And they said, Shaku Maku, everyone. It is a fine Thursday Christmas Eve edition, Public Square. Friday, good grief, what happened to me? I think I went into a time warp, and Aya just signaled to me, like, you want to rewind Christmas, and you're on to Public Square on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we opened the square, of course, with Ideas with IOB, and it's been a week to remember for those who are on the neutral side. But for those who expected something to happen with the Electoral Act Amendment Bill, they were hit with a soccer punch, or more like an anticlimax. Ayo, compliments of the season.
Compliments of the season to you, Aro, and to all the listeners. But as you said, it's election. We are in holiday mood, but those whose business is politics and who are in the business of politics are not sleeping. Yeah. And I'm happy to say that I have a guest with me to discuss one aspect of this business of politics, which is the president's rejection of the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. He vetoed it, he sent it back to the National Assembly, right. And he gave a specific reason for his sending it back.
Absolutely. I will be speaking today with Executive Director of Policy and Legislative Advocacy Center, which we know as PLAC. He's also senior lawyer, human rights activist, Clem Nwankwo, right?
Yes.
All right, let's see if Clem is in the square now.
Clement, are you in the square?
Yes, I am with you. I think that's
only in the square, not a square. I'm the square.
So, this is the other person laughing behind me. Is that what you mean?
No, this is Awogo.
Oh, hi, Awogo. How are you?
I'm brilliant. And you? Compliments of the season.
Fine. I wish you were saying thanks. Apologies. I'm ready.
Yeah, great. So, Clement, I mean, I think the first thing to say is that when the president sent the Electoral Act Amendment Bill back, the National Assembly had certain courses of action before it to override the presidential veto with a two-thirds majority vote on the same bill, or to pay attention to the issues raised by the president and attend to them. What are the options that are still open now?
Well, first of all, I think that the options haven't changed. I think the National Assembly does have the option of overriding the president's veto or taking into account what the president has identified. From a practical point of view, and as someone who has worked very closely on this bill with the executive and with the National Assembly, my sense would be to try to find the most practical means of getting a new electoral act in place in good time before the elections in 2023. And given that the question of direct or indirect primaries is not fundamental to the reforms that we're talking about with elections in Nigeria, I would urge that the National Assembly listens to what the president has said. And in any case, quite frankly, both options of direct or indirect primaries was in the initial bills that the National Assembly was considering until the last minute when it was changed at the last point of consideration by the House of Representatives. And if you will observe, the Senate had it, and it was only when the bill came for recommittal that the Senate removed indirect primaries and towed the line of the House of Representatives.
Yes.
So my sense is that there are far more serious and far more consequential and substantive provisions in the electoral bill that needs to be saved. Mm. And those relate to timelines for elections,
yes.
Electronic transmission of results, increased use of technology, protection of the disabled in terms of their access to voting.
Mm-hmm.
These are far more fundamental issues that I think that we in civil society feel strongly should be preserved. And the question of direct or indirect primaries is actually a tussle between the politicians about who and how candidates emerge for elections.
Yes.
And I think that this can be dealt with internal democracy functioning well within the parties.
I mean, but isn't the reality is that if there is internal democracy within the parties, then the members have the right to choose whether or not they will use direct primaries or indirect primaries. As you say, it was the situation in up until this new bill. I mean, the
current electoral act, the current electoral act provides for direct and indirect primaries.
Exactly.
And parties have found ways of going about it to resolve it. I don't think, while of course the argument of the National Assembly members is that direct primaries means that politics is taken to the grassroots and members of parties can have a direct say in how candidates that they will eventually vote for or not vote for emerge. The truth is that the key reform issues in the National Assembly are far more serious and go to the question of electronic transmission of results, access to polling units by disabled persons, increased use of technology.
And also limits on spending?
Not really. That's a separate conversation.
Okay.
The National Assembly didn't tamper with that, but yet it's a fundamental question. Limits of election campaign expenses and the other issue related to electoral offenses. All of these are unaddressed issues at this time. But if you were to take reforms incrementally, then that would be the next stage of reforms that would come on board and in discussion.
Isn't it already the law that the Independent National Electoral Commission can transmit results electronically so that they go direct from the polling stations to the INEC headquarters?
It's not the law, it's the practice, and INEC continues to do that. But if you do remember in the petition filed arising from the 2019 general elections, and this again is played out in the case in Rivers State, the governorship elections. The courts have always held, and the Supreme Court has always held, that electronic transmission of results has no legal backing.
Mm-hmm.
So what this law seeks to do is to give it legal backing.
Okay.
But in part, the INEC does that.
Mm-hmm.
And it does that really for its own internal consumption and logistics purposes, but not that it has any legal backing.
But it is also available to the public as well and to the political parties.
It is available to the public to the extent that INEC allows it to be.
Mm-hmm.
This amendment would mean that it would be compulsory for INEC. It has mandatory requirements that INEC makes it available to the public.
Okay.
And you can see election results real time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can litigate on the basis of it. At this time, you cannot litigate on it.
Now, Clement, one thing that you mentioned was that is also in this bill is the electoral timetable. And we know that the president has sent the bill back on Monday, and the minority leader, Honorable Elumelu, in the House of Representatives, was pressing very hard that look. The thing that the president has complained about is this imposition of direct primaries rather than leaving it to parties to choose whether they will have direct or indirect. Let's remove that. Let's return it to a choice and send the bill back to him immediately before we go on recess. And the Speaker of the House said, well, there's no point in our treating this with urgency, because we have to liaise with the Senate. Meanwhile, the Senate was in theory gathering signatures rather than votes to override the presidential veto. And when push came to shove, it was not able to muster the two-thirds majority before the recess. So that's why I was suggesting that the option left open now is the issue of trying to address the concern about only having direct primaries. But I wonder, is there a time limit under the Constitution for the National Assembly to act? Because it's now as though they've gone on recess, and people are getting anxious because we know the president has a time limit of 30 days, and he took right up until, you know, the 11th hour or the 11th minute, the 11th minute or the 11th hour before he said, I no go agree. Now, does the National Assembly have any such time limit within which it must send the bill back?
No, it doesn't. Again, when the National Assembly reconsiders the bill and sends it to the president, it's like a fresh bill. And again, it would go through the 30 days. I think for a lot of people, the disappointment with the president's action in allowing 30 days to elapse before declining assent is the tragedy of the current situation. And people felt that if the president had his views about direct or indirect primaries, he could have disclosed that to the National Assembly within a couple of days. And the National Assembly could have returned to the drawing table if they were minded in that direction. So that's why people see a lot of mischief in what the president did in waiting till the last minute of the 30 days to signify a decline of assent. And that's why people are looking beyond the excuse that he gave about direct primaries and asking, is there something else? Given this president's record with refusing assent to the proposals made in the 2018 bill and declining assent on three occasions, the question is, and then we end up having to run the 2019 elections on the basis of the 2010 Act that needed amendments. People are asking whether it's deja vu all over.
But then this amendment, which has caused this brouhaha, was introduced by the Speaker in the House of Representatives. And it was known that the state governors, or the state governors, certainly made it very clear that they were opposed to not having to having direct primaries as the only option available for choosing their candidates. Is there any suggestion of mischief on the part of the House in introducing this last minute joker?
I think that the question everybody has is the question, why is the squabbling between governors and members of the House of Representatives, of the National Assembly or legislators, why is that a national problem? The National Assembly members say that the governors, and that is very clearly a major worry for our democracy. The National Assembly members say that the governors have become dictatorial in managing the party affairs and seek to impose candidates that they choose for elections. And that's what the National Assembly is reacting to by now saying, okay, we'll use our powers, legislative powers, to introduce only direct primaries, which would challenge the use of powers of the governors on the question and on the issue. So my sense of it really is that it's a tussle between the governors and the National Assembly members.
And incidentally, Clement, a tussle between the two major parties, because there are so many other parties.
It's not between the two major parties.
No, and I say, I mean, within the two major parties, in the sense that they're acting as though the only parties that have governors, only the two major, I mean, there are other parties that have legislators, but it has certainly been, it's almost as though other parties and the way that they want to organize their affairs is not really part of the consideration, and yet they are, all the other parties which may come up are not having any they're not having any input into the matter.
Well, that's the point I make, that the two parties in the National Assembly, and there are only three parties or so represented in the National Assembly, the APC, the PDP, and I think APGA. That's where the conversation is rotating. But APGA is probably got one or two members in National Assembly. So, but the issue of primaries, direct primaries, cuts across party lines.
Yeah.
So it's not just APC members who want direct primaries. The PDP members as well are saying that. And then in the executives of these two parties, they oppose prescribing just direct primaries.
Yeah.
So it's beyond the party issue. It's a question of conflict of interest between governors on the one side together with party executives of the two main parties and then legislators of the two main parties in the National Assembly. So it's a non-partisan collaboration pursuing specific interests. And that's really what the challenge is.
Yes, it's certainly personal to the members of the National Assembly.
It's personal to the members of the National Assembly because, as, you know, and yet this should not be a Nigerian problem.
No, it shouldn't. I mean, I want to say that, Clement, I want to thank you very much for agreeing to be part of our program on Christmas Eve. As you know, this our program is about integrity, democracy, ethics, and accountability. And this week, we've been really focusing on the democracy part of it. Is it anti-democratic to say that every member of a political party should participate directly in the choosing or in the selection of their candidates? Or are there some pitfalls that might be thrown up along the way? We still saw what happened to the Republicans in the United States, after all. But
I think there's the whole question of discipline within political parties and internal democracy. And given the practical reality that these parties, I know that both the APC and the PDP claim that they have done electronic registration of members. Do they have those register of members?
Clement, you know, my view has always been that their lists of members is a work of fiction, and you only had to look at the way that the APC direct primaries worked in Lagos State.
In Anambra State.
The huge gap between the number of people who voted in the primaries and the number of people who turned out to vote in the actual elections. But as I said, we've come to the end of our 15 minutes of fame on the in the public square. And thank you so much, Clement, for shedding some light on this matter and bringing the expertise of PLAC to bear and enlighten our listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ayo.
Thank you very much also to Clement. You have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And good participating in this. I appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
Many thanks. And I also wish everybody a Merry Christmas tomorrow.
Excellent. And since Rotimi is here already.
Yes.
If you want to.
This is a red letter day if Rotimi is here amongst us. Seeping through the airways.
All right. Thank you very much again.
Thank you, Aya.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for having me in the square.
Excellent. All right, and